This program is brought to you by PrideNZ.com.
Tash, 9 weeks today. I understand you're off to the World Champs, is it?
Yeah.
Can you tell us a bit about what that's going to be about?
That's the World Powerlifting Champs, so this will be my first World Champs for powerlifting. Yeah, super excited about it. Currently ranked fifth, so I'm hoping to bring home some silverware.
Fantastic. And you've brought home silverware, I think, before.
From the Oceania Champs end of last year. Yeah, brought home the gold in all three lifts and the total.
What did the lifts involve?
So powerlifting is squat, bench press and deadlift.
And what weights were you lifting?
So for the squat I did 170 kilos, bench press is 97.5 kilos and deadlift 195 kilos.
Had you lifted those before?
Not the squat and bench. I have actually done a 200 kilo deadlift in competition.
Far out. That's like over a couple of people really, isn't it?
It was 462.5 kilo total, but I'm gunning for the 500 kilo total, you know, like nice round numbers.
So what does your training involve?
Currently it's 6 days a week. Most sessions are about 2 hours, though the odd session will go for three and a half hours. And, yeah, basically doing the three lifts, squat, bench, dead most days.
So it's you work full-time, eh?
Yeah, full-time work, plus the girls, as in my two four-leggeds, the dogs. And, yeah, that takes up all my time. There's not a lot of downtime for me.
So I'm in your lounge, and I can see on your wall a poster from the official Sydney 2000 Olympic Games, and it's the opening ceremony on 15th September 2000. It's got lots of signatures all over it. Are you somewhere in that picture?
I sure am. I was part of the New Zealand athletics team. Yeah, that's absolutely amazing experience. But back in my heyday, I was a hammer thrower and, yeah, got to the Olympics and two Commonwealth Games as well as a World Champs.
Oh, cool. Were you involved in sports at school? It seems a silly question. I imagine you were. Was it that kind of sports?
Yeah. Oh, no, I was a sprinter at school. So I was, 100-metre sprinter. Plus I played touch rugby at the local club. I was on the cycling team, played basketball, and, did athletics.
And when did you move into, the hammer throw?
Yeah, I was at varsity when I met my sprint coach, and he turned me into hammer thrower. He said, oh, you're never going to be an international sprinter, which got to be a freak to be an international sprinter. But he said, you'd make a good thrower. I picked technique up really quickly and got strong really quick as well. So he bought a book, bought a hammer. We both basically learned it together and went from there.
Wow, cool.
Yeah.
You end up in the Olympics.
Yeah, Olympics. I held the New Zealand record for many years. It was only broken, I think, just about 2 years ago.
It's awesome. And when did you start doing lifting?
I always did weightlifting as part of my training for hammer throw. And then when I retired from hammer, I got back into rugby for 3 years. And then through the rugby, I was playing for Canterbury, we got back into the gym, and the guy running the gym was a weightlifter I used to train with, and I just got hooked into weightlifting. And then did a few years weightlifting, got to a couple of Oceanias. And then moving to Wellington, the gym was more powerlifting. And, of course, just got hooked into powerlifting. And I found powerlifting's actually better on my body than weightlifting. Weightlifting's, a lot harder on the joints. And now that I'm getting a bit older, I think powerlifting's a lot easier.
How old are you now?
I'll be 42 this year.
Okay. Ancient in sports terms.
Yeah, still beating the young girls, though.
Yeah, I bet. So you're from Christchurch, is that right?
Yeah, one-eyed Canterbury. Yeah. born in Dunedin, most of my life in Christchurch, studied in Palmerston North, and now 4 years in Wellington.
Okay. What do you do for work?
I work for the Ministry for Primary Industries. I'm actually a qualified vet, but because I went from graduating to full-time athlete, when it was finally time to use my degree, the best job available was with the government, and actually I really enjoy the work, a lot of variety. I started off in the freezing works as a vet at the freezing works. Now I'm in head office, and been introduced to the dairy industry and people like, Fonterra and those big players.
What do you do?
Work in the food assurance team. It's, quite tricky explaining what I do, but mainly sort of deal with non-conforming product and exceptions. export non-conformances, so issue when they have issues overseas, and I give various exemptions as well for product to allow them to export it. Yeah, I get involved with things like this current 1080 deal and WPC and other big issues. It can be quite challenging and full on.
So it's probably quite nice to be able to go down the gym and do a bit of lifting.
Yeah, and turn off from work.
So when you're at the gym, is it just yourself, or have you got training partners? Or
train at the Powerhouse Gym on Taranaki Street in Wellington, and it's not your normal Joe Bloggs gym. There's one mirror, there's no instructors, and basically it's all lifters. You get a few other athletes, and for me, it's my family in Wellington. You know, it's just a really great bunch of people, and doesn't matter who's there on the day, you've got people to train with or people to help. So it's, you know, not training with anyone in particular, but it's just a great group of people. And then recently we've got quite a few girls lifting, and we've semi-started a strong girls club. So we always try and train as much as we can together on Saturdays, and, you know, let everyone know what everyone's doing. And we've got, you know, girl in Christchurch and up in Palmerston North, which are semi-part of the club, but it's just a great little supportive network as well.
Is that because it's to try and support more women into the sport, or just to try and support the women who are in it?
A bit of both. I mean, it was just, we just sort of, a couple of us started training together and invited a few others to train together. And then a few other girls came back to the sport, and we've had some other young girls at comps that we've sort of taken under our wing. So it's a bit of both.
Under your wing, sort of in a kind of mentoring way?
Yeah, more mentoring. I mean, I've got a lot of experience of training and competition, and not just, you know, how you train, but also have mentally how you tackle things, and on competition day and how you warm up and that kind of stuff.
Right, so that's just in a really supportive role.
Yeah. And it's great, you know, there's more and more women getting into the sport as well, and, you know, they're all really green, so you sort of help get them back on track. And I mean, I don't have time to coach, but I'm always happy to help out and sort of coach in another way, and, you know, check their technique and help them, like I said, mentally.
How have you found yourself being regarded within that sport, like over the years, within the powerlifting sport and so on?
I've just always been just another one other athlete. I mean, that's the great thing about sport, and, you know, guys, girls, whether you're gay, straight or what, you're just another athlete. And I've never ever been judged, and, you know, I think maybe my success has helped as well. But, you know, you get respected for what you've done and what you do.
How many years do you think you've got left in the powerlifting world?
Many, many years. There's a lot of masters out there still doing well, and, yeah, because I'm still competing in the Opens. But after Opens, I can always get into masters lifting as well. Yeah, there's got a girl in our gym. She's well in her 50s now and still lifting phenomenal weights and still training hard. And, yeah, it's one of the sports you can actually keep going for quite some time. My biggest thing is just keeping my body in one piece.
Yeah. How do you manage that?
I go to a chiropractor and massage once a week. I would be screwed without that. Right. But I try and stretch where I can, and a lot of it's about getting your technique right as well. So I've done a lot of work on that lately, because I've had pretty crap lifting technique in the past. But getting that right and training smart, you know, it's not just about going in the gym and smashing it. It's about being smart and listening to your body and eating properly as well.
And what does that mean?
For me, eating a lot of protein. Powerlifting is not the type of sport that burns a lot of fat. So, and where I'm in a weight class, so I've been lucky. I've been trying to put on weight to get up to the top of my weight class. I lift in the 84s, but I still watch my carbohydrate intake. So at night, I generally don't eat any carbs. So lots of veggies, lots of protein, plenty of protein shakes, and just, yeah, very clean supplements. Very careful what I take, because I get drug tested all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah, with weightlifting, I was probably tested 2 or 3 times a year. Not so much in powerlifting yet, but I'm sure it'll come.
Right. It's pee in the bottle stuff, is it?
It's pee in the bottle with your shirt up, your pants down to your knees so they can see everything, so they then make sure that you're not cheating, that there's, you're not using tubes or anything else to try and put, it's because of what people have done in the past to cheat. So, yeah, you can't be shy when you're an athlete.
It's quite intrusive, really.
You get used to it. See, when it happens, you know, 2, 3, 4 times a year, and you get to know the drug testers.
And they get to know you.
Pretty much. I usually walk up the path and they're waiting for me. It's like, oh, hi, it's you.
And alongside the weightlifting, do you have other hobbies? I mean, I know you don't have a lot of time, but you've got your dogs.
I used to enjoy surfing, but I haven't been out for the last few years because I've just focused on training. But I love reading, so I read a lot of books. I've been churning through a book a week at the moment. And, yeah, I don't have time for anything else.
What sort of books are you into?
I'll read anything and everything. Lately I've been in a real fantasy buzz, so reading a lot of Robin Hobb books, Brandon Sanderson, but anything I can get my hands on.
Okay. It must cost quite a bit to do this, the champs and so on. How do you fund that sort of being involved in those competitions?
It's all self-funded. And for this trip that I'm going to World Champs, work has given me some money and I'll get a little bit of money out of the Federation. But, I mean, I'm lucky, you know, I guess not having any kids or any other people sucking my money. I've got a decent job. And, yeah, just it's all self-funded.
Right. So you don't get a sponsorship or...?
It's pretty hard to get sponsorship in these sort of sports, and especially if you're not the ideal image that, you know, like the pretty bimbos that they like to portray. And it's hard work too, looking for it, and I just don't have time. And like I said, I'm lucky that I'm financially stable enough I can actually support myself.
Yeah, that's good. That must be a relief to you rather than trying to chase around the money.
Yeah.
I guess a lot of people must just not do it.
They struggle and they rely on parents as well. But I guess I live on my visa and just pay it, constantly pay it off.
So the look that you have on stage, if it's not the bimbo look, what's your look?
Well, it's not really a look I've created. I mean, I'm just me, and you know what you see is what you get. And I'm actually, well, you meet me in person, I'm really shy and quiet. But when you see me in the competition arena, I'm totally opposite. I totally psych myself up for comps and make a lot of noise and just get into the zone. I don't care what other people think. So, you know, I'm there to lift.
What do you do to get in the zone?
I make a lot of noise. I yell. Oh yeah, rock myself up, and I'll get people to slap my legs and just, yeah, like I said, make a lot of noise. And then if I'm up for a really big lift, I'll get the crowd in behind it as well and try and get them to make noise. And they said they love it. They respond to it. And that's, yeah, it's really good. And yeah, I get a lot of support. And I've had a lot of people say they love watching me lift because, you know, how much I get into it.
Cool.
Why do people slap your legs?
I find it just, it does, it hurts, but it stimulates your legs. It draws the blood out to, you know, where you want it. And it's just, and it takes your mind off of everything else. So it just totally focuses you.
Can you give us an example of your noises? I'm not going to slap your legs.
Nah, they all start the dogs barking. or they'll run.
I'm only kidding.
you'll have to watch one of the live feeds for one of the comps and you'll see it.
Oh, how cool. And when's that happening?
Most comps, there's generally a live feed. If I'm not sure what sites they're on, but there's definitely a wee one for World Champs.
Right.
Yeah, there was one for Oceania's, and a whole lot of athletes at the gym set up at the gym and watched the Oceania's.
Are we talking about May 2015?
June, mid-June. So I think I'm lifting on the 14th of June, but that'll be Europe time as well. So well, that'll be the 15th here.
And where are they?
In Finland this year.
So that's not cheap?
No, not cheap. And plus I want to go just under 2 weeks before so I can acclimatise. But I've been lucky. There's a girl that came out from Sweden who played rugby. I'm going to stay with her in Gothenburg and do a week and a half of training, then head over to Finland for the comp and then go for travelling for 2 weeks afterwards.
Cool. Where are you going to go?
I've got to go to St. Petersburg. If you're that close, you've got to do it. And so St. Petersburg, Helsinki, I want to go up to Stockholm, and I'm flying out of Copenhagen. So just hit the big, I'm travelling on my own, so just hit the big cities and, yeah, stay safe.
Yeah.
Stay safe. What's that mean?
Well, I don't know. I mean, I love travelling, but, yeah, I think when you're travelling on your own, you just have to be a little bit more careful.
Okay.
So you must have done a lot of travelling with this, with the competitions.
I've been very lucky. I've done, yeah, a lot. When athletics days, was back and forth to Australia about 4 or 5 times a year. Plus, I played sevens in Hong Kong. I did bobsleigh for one season as well, so that took me states, Canada, we went Germany, Italy, through athletics. I've been, yeah, to sort of Manchester, KL. We went Hungary, Croatia as part of a build-up, States again, Maui. Did some travelling with my father, went down through South America, and then again for my 40th, I went travelling with my parents again, went to the States and down to Cuba and Mexico. So now, yeah, I've been very, and I, yeah, like I said, I love travelling, and I'm just, sports just opened the doors for that.
Are you pretty close with your parents?
Yeah, no, yeah, family's been really good, really supportive. Got, and you know, two sisters and a brother who lives in the States as well, and I mean, wouldn't say hugely close, but you know, we, when we get together, we're, you know, a great family. We have a lot of fun. And
so, how supportive are they of you and getting into the sports, the side of it, from the hammer throwing through to the weightlifting?
Yeah, always been supportive. They came to KL and watched that. Dad came over to Sydney for the Olympics, and you know, Mum would come down to the old weightlifting comp. They're totally non-sporty person, but and you'd come watch the old rugby game. I remember her first rugby game that she came and watched. I was still at high school, and she always said, "Be careful, you'll hurt yourself for your athletics." And someone head high tackled me and completely rooted my shoulder. And of course, it was the one game my parents were watching. But no, they've been really supportive with my sport. So my mother was pretty super happy when I finally started using my vet degree.
Get you off the field.
Yeah, yeah, I think it was, well, they did support me through varsity, so, and the only one in the family that studied, so, you know, and, you know, graduated as a vet, and then all of a sudden I became an athlete, and I think she was pretty rapt when I actually got a decent job and started using my degree.
So you were involved in the Butch and Butch exhibition, a portrait that we took at your gym, lifting weights. Have you had feedback from friends about you being in that particular exhibition?
I haven't actually.
None at all. That's fantastic. It's like no surprises.
No, but I mean, my friends are really supportive and they know what I do anyway, and they know that half the time I'll say no to things because of my training, but no, I've got a great bunch of friends, and I said they all know what I do.
How do your friends support you with what you're doing now, with your lifting and so on?
Well, I still had a couple of friends come up and help me load some wood up the steps today. But, I mean, if ever I need anything, you know, they're always there and invite me around for dinner, and there's never any pressure to go into anything. And
yeah. Because it must be, there must be a sort of no drinking rule in your life.
Just sort of self-inflicted. I mean, gone are the years where those big drinking days, I'm just sort of grown out of drinking anyway, and you know, it just doesn't bother me, and I'd rather feel good in the morning. Yeah, they're used to me going out and being the sober one, drinking water.
Cool. People slapping your legs.
I say that for comp day.
Thanks very much, Tash. Can I just check if there's anything you want to add?
I don't know if you want to go into that whole butch thing. I mean, I think, yeah, I definitely fall into society's definition of being butch, but me, I'm just myself. I always have been myself. I've never defined myself as anything. It's just me in my own unique, special way.